I can hardly believe it, but we hit 100 episodes. You guys have made this happen. You have been here with us on this journey, and we are now in the top 1.5% rated podcasts globally because of you. So to celebrate, next, we're going to be rebranding and relaunching the podcast. We're going to be having some giveaways coming up, and we were hoping that you would be willing to celebrate with us. Join the group where you can see the giveaways. The link is going to be in the description. And please consider sharing this with 5 people. We would love for this podcast to continue to bless lives and to continue to bring more of our tribe along with us on this journey. If you leave a review, we'd also be blessed by that. And it only takes 30 seconds. That helps us grow and helps Apple show us to more and more people. All right, let's dig into today's topic. 3 secrets for time management in home stewardship, homeschooling, and parenting. I can't wait to share these with you.
Is your family a success?
Is there even a measure for family success?
We think there is. And with a 20-year track record of success, we're going to show you how to bless your family with success in your health, relationships, and finances. I'm Steve Keene.
And I'm Katie Keene. And along with some awesome guests, we are going to give you our secrets to family success. Welcome to Family Success Secrets. All right, this week, I'm really excited to chat with you about 3 secrets for time management in our home stewardship, our homeschooling, and our parenting. I remember years back, I was a mom of, by that point, 4 kids. My 5th one was on the way. And I remember just how I felt like a failure so often. I couldn't get everything on my to-do list checked off. I was always behind in everything. The laundry was piled up. There was just, you know, my systems, my routines were wonderful, but I wasn't getting everything done. And so I reached out to a mentor and I said to her, I just don't understand. I'm trying all these things. I have been, you know, implementing these programs and systems and trying to make sense out of all of this in my home, but I just can't win. I think I should be doing better than I'm doing. And she said, Katie, why don't you just go write down everything you're trying to do each day? And then when you're done, please put a number of minutes to hours that you think each task will take you. Be reasonable. Give yourself, you know, give yourself a dose of realistic realism when you write down the numbers. So I did. It took me a little bit to really think through, you know, look at all the things that I had to do for myself, the kids, to keep the house going, for homeschooling and cooking and therapy and, you know, all the different aspects of family life. And by the time I tallied up how many hours I was actually supposed to be working each day, based on my own expectations of myself, the number was 28 hours a day. I had not included rest. I had not included eating. I had not included sleeping. Nothing for myself. I had included only those tasks that I felt were very necessary for running a home, raising my children, homeschooling them well, and taking care of all the various needs that I needed to meet for each of my children. So when I presented this to my mentor, we were able to really work through, well, this is why I was feeling like a failure all the time. I had expectations that I would never have for a friend. I had this idea that certain things needed to be done and that standards needed to be met in my home that I would never have expected of anyone else. I also did have a bit more on my plate than your average mom. I had kids with special needs. I had all kinds of extra challenges that required my attention. And if you find yourself in this situation, when I found myself in this situation, you know, what can we do? We really legitimately think that we have all these things we have to do. I wouldn't have been doing them if I thought any of them were wasted or useless or less important, you know, than myself, my self-care, resting. So how really do we decide what fires to fight and what to ignore? This is what I want to talk to you about today. There are 3 specific secrets that my mentor helped me with that really made a big difference for me, that really helped me to get to a place where I could function in my home, where I could take care of myself. And it took me quite a while after she and I had this conversation and I did this evaluation and assessment for me to actually implement this and really work it out to where I felt comfortable. But I'll give you the steps and then you can start on that journey. So, of course, you will probably already have made your list. I hope you've paused the podcast and made your list. I'm assuming that's finished and that you've already put your number of hours near each thing that you think it, you know, how long it takes to make a meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, how long it takes to bathe the kids, run a little laundry, whatever it is, you know, your homeschooling day, how many hours you think you're working that you expect of yourself each day. So the very first step, the first secret that I want you to do now that you've already got your list completed is I want you to sit down and, you know, maybe it's in the evening after the kids are asleep or in the morning if you're a morning person before they wake up where you have some quiet and just you and God can just dream together and think together. And I would like for you to write what your big vision goals are for yourself, for your marriage, and for your family. Look down the road. Where do you envision yourself, your relationship with your husband, and your family in 20 years? Let's say the kids are grown and they're coming back for holiday. What do you want that to be like? Really look at those relationships. Look at what memories you want them to have had, to have made in your home. Just dream big. What is it that makes your heart sing when you think of being 20 years down the road or more? And, you know, what does that feel like to you? What does that look like? So that's the very first step that I walked through. Once I was able to see that 28 hours a day was ridiculous. No one person could accomplish all of that, and especially not be healthy, balanced, or reasonable in any way, shape, or form. I needed sleep. I needed rest. It's no wonder I felt like a failure, and I couldn't live my life feeling like a failure, and you can't either. You shouldn't. We wouldn't do that to our best friends, right? All right, number two. Now that you have, you know, your vision written down, you've thought through how you want it to look for yourself one day, for your marriage, for your family, I would like you to write your order of priorities in life. For me, for example, God is number one. I really want always to make sure that He is the focus of my day, my speech, my actions, that I'm looking to just be in that close relationship with Him and serving Him with joy through how I live my life. Number two would be my marriage. I want to make sure that Steve knows that he is important to me, that I respect him and I cherish his friendship, and that, you know, he's my person. And I want to make sure that I convey that to him. And by the way, please know, I don't expect myself to be perfect anymore. That was something I had to overcome. So please, when you're looking at, you know, your order of priorities, know that these things shouldn't be expected of you to be perfect at it. The third thing that I really wanted to prioritize in my life was my kids. I wanted that relationship with them more than I wanted the laundry done every day, more than I wanted to have their, you know, education to be Harvard worthy. I wanted that relationship with them. And I wanted them to be able to love learning so that they knew how to learn. They would independently, passionately chase the things that they wanted to learn so that all of their life, if there were ever to be a gap, they knew what to do and that I didn't ever leave them unprepared. So that was my third priority. So go through the list, you know, with your dreams and your vision and the things you have to do and put them into buckets of the things that are truly the most important to you. The third step to this is that we really have to be willing to dig deep, to really ask ourselves, do the priorities that we've written down align with our vision for our family, and be honest. Having a Pinterest-worthy home, though refreshing in many ways to look at, is that aligned with the vision that you have for having enough energy to spend time with your hubby when he's home from work? If it is, great. If you are one of those very naturally neat moms who just can do that and has that decorating knack, oh my goodness, I love you. But many of us aren't that way. So you have to be really real with yourself, like really sort those priorities out and think about what's most important. Do they really align with where you're believing that God is calling your family? So take a good look and think, are these things distracting me? Are they pulling me from what's most important? Is serving everywhere someone asks you to serve, volunteering everywhere, right? The preschool, the church, the, you know, sports teams. Like, is that one of your top priorities? Now, it might be if that's part of the way you're building your, for me example, let's say, relationship with my kids. If I really felt that by volunteering on their sports team or whatever, that was going to bring me in closer relationship with them and that they valued it too, then yay, it aligns with my vision, right? But if it doesn't, if it's just stealing your time from being able to create the type of home family feeling, the home environment, that place that's the safety, the loving place of rest that you guys want to have, then you need to let it go. Really be willing to decide, is this distracting me? Or is this aligned with my true priorities of what I dream of with God and where God is calling me and my family? So here's something to really point out to you that surprised me, right? As I was on this journey, it was a sort of a weird awakening, because it should have just been in my head, but it wasn't, that we're not necessarily going to be tempted to do very blatantly sinful things. You know, it's not like most moms are going to be intentionally out there stealing or gossiping or lying or breaking laws, right? But there's still sin if we are doing too many of the good things, but denying where God is calling us to be, denying what He is actually intending for our best. And so we have to really decide for ourselves, like, what is the good, the better, and the best? Pray for direction when you're doing this. Really seek wise counsel too, if you need, and don't rush it. It's okay to take time and to think it over and to really just pause so that you can believe and know that you really do feel sure about what God's calling you to, and that you are choosing what is best. And then without any guilt, without any hesitation, once you believe that you know what is truly best for your family, aligned with your vision for your family, aligned with what God is calling you to, calling your family to, without any guilt, say no to the good and the better. Because the majority of the things that are going to tempt us as moms and dads are going to be the good and the better. And it's going to be to pull us away from the best. So arrange then what you believe is the best as you have time, you know, going over these papers that you've written in whatever amount of time it takes you. This is not typically a quick exercise, but please arrange what is best on your paper. Label them. And then from there, retally the number of hours. Retally what that actually looks like in a day. And maybe it won't even be every single day that you do each one of these things. It might be that it's spread out over the course of time. And make sure the best that you can, that you're aligned here with your spouse as well. I'm just going to put that in there. That certainly is important in a home that's looking to honor Christ. Be sure that you are really aligned with your spouse. Steve and I take a lot of time, whether we're walking in the neighborhood or having coffee on the couch or, you know, just various times that we're able to connect during the day. Sometimes conversation is just silly and lighthearted, but we really do work toward having opportunities to have these kind of serious conversations, because we believe that in our home, we're a team, you know, we're pulling together, if you want to put it into that kind of a reference. He and I are yoked together, working for our family. And if one of us has a different idea than the other, we're going to stop. We're not going to make forward progress anymore. So align with your spouse. And that might mean that some of what you believe is best on your calendar gets rearranged. And that's okay. Just go through this process together. And then heartfelt encouragement that I'd really like to leave you with is to give yourself intentional grace, a lot of forgiveness, and a lot of kindness over whatever it is that you've had to cut from the list. It's easy for many of us who are high performers, who are, you know, really the overachiever, going to get everything done kind of people to really feel guilty or to feel like failures or to do this sort of self-talk that might not even become completely conscious that you're doing, where you say things to yourself that are negative, that you would never say to your best friend, to your sister, to your neighbor. You know, you walk into their house and it's not perfect and it doesn't look like it's a Pinterest or magazine. You're not going to say to them the kind of things that you would most likely say to yourself. So really investigate your self-talk that's kind of a few layers down, and then just lavish yourself with grace and kindness and forgiveness. And I hope that will encourage you. I believe truly that once we have been able to really align our vision with God's vision and His calling and our spouse, that suddenly our home life becomes a whole lot more peaceful and loving and solid, and our time management suddenly becomes a whole lot less difficult. So, all right, I will see you next week for our 100th episode, which I can hardly believe is already here. And we have some exciting things coming up. So be sure you go hop over into the group. The link will be in the description of this podcast. And please share this podcast with some friends. We're going to have some giveaways next week. That'll be really exciting. And so we need everybody to already be in the group, ready to go for that if they want to take part. So thank you for blessing us. And I will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening and spending time with us today. If you know anyone who could benefit from this podcast, we would be honored if you would share it. Please rate, review, subscribe, and download.
Head over to podcast.familysuccesssecrets.com to have a top-rated family success secret sent straight to your inbox. We look forward to spending time with you again next week during our next episode. See you then.
Bye, everyone.